An Albany police officer has been arrested after he was caught on camera body slamming a 15-year-old girl at a rehab facility. Albany Police Chief Brendan Cox says on July 26th, Officer Irvis Miftari was called to St. Anne Institute, a rehabilitation center for troubled girls, to help with one of the residents who was breaking things and had assaulted a staff member. Shortly after arriving there, Miftari and his partner, John Schuler, wrote a police report. The girl was placed in a room equipped with a video camera. Chief Cox says that's when things got out of hand.
At one point, Officer Miftari enters the room and engages the 15-year-old female in a physical confrontation, grabbing her and pushing her. He then exits the room, and about 30 seconds later, he enters the room again and takes that female to the ground, holds her there for a time period, I would estimate about 30 seconds, and then lets her get back up. They have a discussion, and he leaves the room. This was not an incident where it was the use of force had anything to do with an arrest. This was not an incident where the use of force had anything to do with keeping somebody safe. It was a use of force that should not have happened. It's not acceptable for us to do that. It's not acceptable for any police officer or police department to allow that to occur. So after doing an investigation, it was determined that we would arrest him.
Cox says the school notified Albany police on August 4th. Miftari was arrested and arraigned Wednesday morning after turning himself in. The 29-year-old officer was charged with misdemeanor endangering the welfare of a child and second-degree harassment, a violation. Cox adds the girl was not injured in the incident. Because he never intervened to stop Miftari from using force, Cox says Officer Schuler is on administrative duty, not charged with any crime.
Neither officer has a history of any misbehavior.
Derek Hogan is a senior associate with the law firm of Tully Rinke.
With today's current climate and the interactions between law enforcement individuals, whether it's a young kid or an adult, these officers have to be cognizant of, you know, their training and how to handle these situations. Even this officer with an impeccable record, I mean, you know, he's got to know that somebody's watching, there's going to be a camera somewhere, and he has to use his best judgment. In turn, obviously, the police department has to have a quick reaction, and from everything I know, he's going to be disciplined and potentially be fired, so then they have to have a reaction to that.
Cox, citing the emotional needs of the teenage victim, said he would not release the video. Since then, the girl's mother has gone public, appearing on camera and sharing photos of her daughter with the media. Alice Green with the Center for Law and Justice in Albany thinks Chief Cox handled the incident appropriately. Pressing on, Cox will tweak the officer's training program.
We are also looking at our training for use of force and de-escalation, as there's been a number of different policy groups and think tanks that have tried to figure out how we can do a better job in de-escalating situations, and that's, you know, across the country. So we are reviewing that. We have a committee that's going to make some recommendations. We work with a number of people in the community that will certainly talk to them about it.
Officer Miftari's fate is not clear at this time. His attorney, Steve Coffey, told News Channel 13, the case is going nowhere. Miftari is due back in court in mid-September. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.